We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Right Perspective 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It trains us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, as we wait for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. When a believer's hope is fixed on the return of Christ, it does not make him careless or idle. It makes him discipled and disciplined. The same grace that saves us also trains us to live in a way that reflects the nature of the one we expect. Many believers think grace simply forgives sin, but grace goes further. It equips, teaches, and empowers us to walk free from the power of sin. This is why the hope of Christ's appearing is called the blessed hope, because it shapes our present conduct while stirring our expectation for the future. A believer who has lost sight of the Lord's return will usually lose motivation to grow spiritually. But those who wait for his appearing find strength to say no to temptations that come with worldly desires. They understand that life on this side of eternity is preparation for the next, and that faithfulness today is rewarded by glory tomorrow. 2 Timothy 2:12. This hope also strengthens endurance. When trials come, we remember they are temporary and purposeful. God uses them to refine us and prepare us for the kingdom. The believer who knows Jesus is coming again does not collapse under pressure. He endures, knowing the end of the story. The crown is for those who love his appearing, 2 Timothy 4:8, and those who keep this love alive are strengthened to finish well. Let the Lord's return not be a distant doctrine, but a daily motivation. Wake up each morning with eternity in mind, and you will find that the things that once defeated you begin to lose their power. Hope purifies, strengthens, and aligns. Go into today remembering that grace trains us to live godly lives as we wait. Do not despise the training of grace. Embrace it, and you will grow into the likeness of Christ. Prayer. Lord, help me to live each day with the blessed hope of your return burning in my heart. Let your grace train me, purify me, and strengthen me to walk worthy of you until you come. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Ecclesiastes 5 to 6. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.